You've reached the right place. A destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
A Bowl of Soul had to give you some classic rhythm and blues from 1953 from Mr. Floyd Dixon, who was born February 8th, 1929, and he died July 26, 2006. And he played rhythm and blues, Texas blues, West Coast blues, and he was a pianist and a singer. And he was active from 1949 to 2006. And you know, this man, when he grew up, he was influenced by blues, gospel, and jazz, and country music. His family moved to Los Angeles, California in 1942, and Mr. Floyd Dixon met the legendary Charles Brown, who had an influence on his music. You know, Floyd Dixon was called Mr. Magnificent, and he was signed to a recording contract with Modern Records in 1949, specializing in jump blues and sexualized songs like Red Cherries, Wine, 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 Too Much, Jelly Roll, and Baby, Let's Go Down to the Woods. That's funny. Both Dallas Blues and Mississippi Blues is credited to the Floyd Dixon Trio, which reached the Billboard R&B chart in 1949, as did Sad Journey Blues issue by Peacock Records in 1950. This gentleman, Mr. Floyd Dixon, in 1993 received a Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. And you know what? We celebrate Mr. Floyd Dixon giving us the beginnings of not only rock and roll, but before rock and roll, rhythm and blues. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to come at you with another classic way back in the day from 1956. The Nobles talking about Who's Been Riding My Mule. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Tomcats been riding my mule. I lent my money, gave away my bread. I like my friends to be well fed. I got to lose an eastern bull. Tomcats been riding my mule.
Who's been riding my mule?
On a mule and a stall. I just got back, I'm mad as a loon. Ain't had no rest yesterday noon. Went to the stable as I do as a rule. Who's been riding my mule?
Who's been riding my mule?
You know, a lot of these classic R&B songs have hidden meanings, but this song was from 1956 from the Nobles talking about Who's Been Riding My Mule, and that was on Sapphire Records back in 1956, and this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T. Love coming at you once again, bringing you some classic soul and new R&B right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, bringing you some classic Detroit, Detroit soul from Steve Mancha, talking about Did My Baby Call. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there, this is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Oh,
baby. Come on, baby. Ah, woo! Give it to him, Steve. Did My Baby Call. I love that. That song was on Wheelsville. Was a 45, and this was done in 1965. But just to tell you a little bit about Steve Mancha, he was Clyde Darnell Woolson. He was from Walhalla, or Wall Hall, South Carolina. And he was born December 25th on Christmas, 1945. And he died January 8th, 2011 in Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, Steve Mancha was really an underrated soul singer. I consider him that. And I've heard his voice before I knew he was doing 45 singles in Detroit. You know, he used to do songs under his name, Clyde Woolson, when he was first signed with Harvey Fuqua. And he recorded the single, Just Too Much to Hope For. And, you know, then he got with Don Davis, and he basically recorded for as Steve Mancha in 1966. He changed his name, and he recorded on Groovesville Records from Detroit. But one particular group that I heard his voice in is in the Holland Dozier Holland produced group on Hot Wax and Invictus label, 100 Proof, Aged in Soul. And he was the lead vocalist along with Joe Stubbs and Eddie Holiday. He was also in the group Eighth Day, okay, as well. And we celebrate Mr. Steve Mancha, which I feel, you got to hear some of his 45s. He had this song called Monday Through Thursday, A Love Like Yours. You know, he has some classic R&B sides that were, you know, great. He also, that I remember his voice on when he was with 100 Age, Proof Age and Soul, One Man's Leftover is Another Man's Feast, Driveway, 90 Day Freeze, I'd Rather Fight Than Switch, Everything Good Is Bad, and Don't Scratch Where It Don't Itch. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the legacy of Mr. Steve Mancha. Coming up next, got some more classic soul. This group was discovered by Otis Redding, and they did a single, like a Philly soul single that was distributed on Stax Records. The Epsilons, talking about The Echo, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
some, baby. I gotta drop a bomb on that one. Woo! That's a good one. Woo! You know what? This is what's so great about classic soul, because what you find out that the people that were in these groups went on to be very accomplished either singers or songwriters. And this particular group, the Epsilons, contained Lloyd Parks, who was a falsetto singer in the original Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Gene McFadden of McFadden and Whitehead, that wrote Ain't No Stopping Us Now and also wrote songs for Melba Moore and many more on the Philly Soul label of Philadelphia International Records, and John Whitehead. All three of these singers were in this group, the Epsilons, and they went on to different paths. Gene McFadden and John Whitehead teamed together to write some of the greatest classic R&B songs for PIR, and Lloyd Parks went on to become part of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And this is a bolo song. I love that song, Baby, the Echo. Woo! Got to give you some of that classic soul. And coming up next, I'm still going to keep you on the Stax label. Coming up next on the Volt record label, one of the baddest Southern doo-wop groups to come out of the South, the Mad Lads, talking about Whatever Hurt You. This single also came out in 1968. You know, 1968 was a great year for some classic soul. Woo! Here on A Bowl of Soul, the Mad Lads, talking about Whatever Hurt You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixture of soul music.
I can see a side of sadness in your eyes. Where there was gladness, there's not a smile.
If something breaks your heart, if something breaks your heart,
breaks mine.
If something makes you cry,
then girl, that's two others crying. Cause you and I, we're the same as the one. Whatever hurts you, baby. Baby, what
you, babe. Woo! I love it. Classic soul from the Mad Lads. And, you know, there are no living members of the Mad Lads. The last remaining living member, John Gary Williams, he died in 2019, in May 2019, at the age of 73. But the original members of the Mad Lads were John Gary Williams, Julius Green, William Brown, Robert Phillips, Sam Nelson, Quincy Billups Jr., and Darryl Granberry. And the group was formed at Booker T. Washington High School in Memphis, Tennessee, USA. And, you know, they were originally called the Emeralds, but they changed their name because there was another group that had that name. And at the suggestion of one of Stax's employees, Miss Deanie Parker, she said, change it in recognition of local disc jockey Reuben Mad Lad Washington. And, you know, their first recorded Stax single in 1964 was called The Sidewalk Surf, which was written by Isaac Hayes under the name, pseudonym of Ed Lee, which was not a hit. But the second record they had, Don't Have to Shop Around, rose to number 11 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 93 on the pop chart, you know. But they followed up with I Want Someone. These are the classic grinders, you know, Green Light, Basement type thing. I Want a Girl. Patch My Heart was a little more upbeat, but they were all R&B hits in 1966, you know. But their career ended in 1972, but John Gary Williams continued on at Stax and recorded a solo album. Then, later on, he reformed a new version of the Mad Lads in 1984, and they had an album called Madder Than Ever in 1990. We celebrate the Mad Lads, who I thought was an underrated vocal group, right here on A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to bring up a nice joint from James Brown, because, you know, James Brown, you know, was off the charts, you know, in 1969. He had this song called Soul Pride. Part one and part two has some great break beats in it. Woo! Gonna give it to you right here. Soul Pride. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah. Thank you.
Gotta give a blast for that. Boom. Yeah. Wow. That was a killer break beat on that. You know, classic James Brown. You know, what can I tell you, man? He's just the man. Ooh. That was an instrumental written by James Brown and Alfred Ellis, which was Pee Wee Ellis, and recorded by James Brown with his band. It was released as a two-part single in 1969, and it charted number 33. R&B from the album Soul Pride, the instrumentals. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Here on A Bowl of Soul, we want to celebrate one of our R&B legends who just passed away on August 22nd, 2020, by the name of D-Wayne Julius Rogers. And you know, he was known for the tender acoustic piano ballad Say You Love Me, which was a charting single from his 1975 RCA album. And you know, in his beginning days, he was known for playing funk. And on one of my previous podcasts, I had played a funk single that he did from 1973 on Shelter Records called DJ Rogers, and you know, the song that was killer. Woo! That was killer, called Bailout. But right here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. DJ Rogers, and we're going to play for you Say You Love Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Say I'm the one your eyes see. Tell me you need me deep down inside like I need you. You see I need you to see me through. I wanna hear you say, darling, 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 I love you. Through the rain and through the cold, together we will never grow old. So sometimes the going will get a little tough. And I must admit, living with me can be rough, but I need you to see me through. I get off when you say, baby, 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 I love you.
Some classic soul from DJ Rogers talking about Say You Love Me. Like I said, he passed away on August 22nd, 2020 at the age of 72. And, you know, Natalie Cole covered this song. It was the first single from her album called Snowfall on the Sahara, which was released in June of 1999. And we celebrate DJ Rogers, and we're going to play something that he did with Renee Spearman that came out in 2013, talking about Whoa to Wow. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Things took a turn for the worse. Where is my God in all of this, y'all? Things seemed much better in times past. Then I received a revelation. It's up to me to believe God. Now things have turned up.
That is beautiful. This is a gospel single that he did with Renee Spearman. In fact, they did two cuts together called Another Way. This is on Renee Spearman's album from 2012, 2013. And we celebrate DJ Rogers and, you know, the guy I felt was very underrated. He was a vocalist, a piano player, sang gospel, funk, R&B, ballads, you name it. The guy was very stellar. We love you, DJ. We celebrate you, and we celebrate you right here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, again, some more classic soul from these ladies from Motown in the 70s, mid-70s. This single was written by Pam Sawyer, who was also the co-writer of Love Hangover, which kind of came out around the same time as Love Hangover. 1977, time is flying, I remember that. These ladies, I call them pre in vogue, high energy, talking about you can't turn me off, right in the middle of turning me on. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
I melt. I feel so weak. To go to sleep. This feeling on my mind. It needs you.
Love.
classic soul from 1976, 77. You know, High Energy were from Pasadena, California, and they consisted of Michelle Martin, Linda Howard, and sisters Vanessa and Barbara Mitchell. In December 2012, we lost Linda Howard. She passed away in Los Angeles. But, you know, at that time, early in that year, she had announced that she was working on her first solo album, and she issued a nice single called I'm Not Mad at You, you know. And, you know, we celebrate High Energy and Linda Howard, and, you know, that was a hot single, you know. Actually, they say that High Energy never landed another hit in either solo or pop top. You know, they were discovered by Berry Gordy's sister, Gwen Gordy, and they were signed to Motown in 1976, and we celebrate High Energy right here on A Bowl of Soul. And now we're going to play new music from Cebu from South Africa, talking about As the Seasons Change. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Take it slowly. There's no need to rush as the seasons change. Wanna feel your body right here next to mine as the daylight fades. The stars are coming out to spread love across the sky as we hold on to each other's hearts. Let's stay in love and let nobody separate us. I will be right here as the seasons change. I love you wildly, in summer, spring or fall, as the seasons change. As you walk by me, I can feel your love any time of day. The stars other's hearts. Let's stay in love and let nobody separate us. I will be right here as the seasons change.
As the seasons change, no need to rush. Your body next to mine. The stars are coming out. Let's hold each other.
Some new music from Sibu from Eastern Cape of South Africa. Her name is Sibu Siso Masesewe. And she began singing in the choir at age 6. And, you know, she taught herself how to play the piano. And, you know, this music she performs is Afro soul, R&B, house music, or any genre. Woo, that expresses a positive outlook on life. Make sure you support Sibu. This is off of her solo debut album called Breaking Dawn. You can purchase this single as the season change on Amazon.com. So support Sibu. Coming up next, we got some new music from Taiwan. Talking about Available Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul. Girl, I've been too caught up in attraction. Now I'm ready to move on to actions. Like, can I get to know you better? Baby, can I hit your line? Ever since the day I met you, I can get you out my mind. The more I pursue it, looks like we'll finally do. Yeah, making my baby drive you crazy. Yeah.
First, I gotta know if you're available. Are you ready for love? 'Cause I'm ready for love. I really need to know if you're available. 'Cause I got so much love to give.
I'm just trying to cuff ya, 'cause you say you need someone that's gon' love ya. Ooh. Pull up when you need some love and attention. Have your name all across my mentions. Can I get to know you better? Baby, can I hit your line? Ever since the day I met ya, I can get you off my mind. The more I pursue it, looks like we'll finally do it. Yeah, yeah. Make you my baby, drive you crazy. Ooh.
First, I gotta know if you're available.
Ooh.
Are you ready for love?
Are you ready?
'Cause I'm ready for love.
Yeah, yeah.
I really need to know. So much love to give, baby. It is not my intention to rush you,
but I'm in a hurry to cuff you. I got plans to keep you next to me, 'cause you're my necessity.
All you need to know is I'm ready to love you.
I got you and you got me. We can be a family. I'm not trying to settle down, but I gotta know, are you down?
Are you down for whatever? Ride through any weather.
As long as we're together, you got me forever and ever.
First, I gotta know if you're available.
Hey, baby,
are you ready for love? 'Cause I'm
man, Taiwan, talking about available, baby. Make sure you get that single. And I'm going to leave you with this brother. This gentleman is a gospel singer, but I thought this song was pretty hot. It's called How We Used to Be from David Livingston. This came out in 2019, right here on A Bowl of Soul.
Lonesome roads searching for you. I remember the sweet smile on your face. You were my first love, and I know to be. We've had a good life, made our mistakes. Oh, I know I could have treated you better. Times we shared and all the love we made. Oh, I remember how we used to be. You said it's time for me. To be the one to leave. It might be better for you. Times we shared and all the love we made. Oh, I remember how we used to be. All the times we shared.
I like that. That's from David Livingston. Make sure you go to his website, www.davidlivingston.us. That is on Low Records. Go to www.lorecordsrecords.com. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. I hope you enjoyed this segment of The Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to my website, www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network at www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Live 365, getting nonstop soul music, including the podcast and a couple of talk shows like Love, Sex, and Relationships with the Professor and Professor T. Love, right? Hit me up on Gmail at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Definitely follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mix stew of soul music. Also, you can follow me on Instagram at A Bowl of Soul. We're actually at Professor PROF T Love. Make sure you go to YouTube, check out my interview that I had with Mike Napo of Mind Dog TV, where I was talking about the history of soul music. And I also did an interview last week with Santiago Ramones, who is a young man, Latinx brother. Very accomplished. He also does musical composition. He's a musician. And he interviewed me on soul music, spirituality, the whole nine. I'm waiting for him to post up those links. I'll let you know. But definitely, you can check out the interview with Mike Napo. It was a lot of fun. You know, check it out. Mind Dog TV on YouTube. Okay? Check it out. Professor T Love trying to make some moves. Make sure you support A Bowl of Soul. You can support us. Support independent media by going to Patreon, patreon.com/A Bowl of Soul. You know, support. This is a labor of love, and I love bringing you music from back in the days, 1949 to the present. But support independent media, definitely. Okay, we love you, I love you, and we will be back with another episode of A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to celebrate the legacy of Mr. Stevie Wonder. I hope you enjoyed it. Be safe out there. You know, we're coming to the end of August. Do you believe that? Been home 6 months. Woo! Praying that this COVID is over. Please vote. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Exercise your right to vote. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because that's a powerful gift that we all have been given. Okay? Definitely. Make sure you protect yourself and love on one another. Check on your neighbors, especially the elderly. You know, we celebrate our elderly on A Bowl of Soul as well. My mother and father, they're both elder people in their 80s. Loved them to death. You know what I'm saying? But check on your neighbors, okay? But tune in next week, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.